The board of the New York Stock Exchange meets again today to discuss who will replace Dick Grasso as its chairman. Grasso resigned Wednesday in the face of outrage over revelations that his pay package included a lump sum payment of nearly $140 million. Joining me now is John Coffey, director of the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia Law School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is likely to replace Dick Grasso?
Well, of course, there's not just one position. I think the New York Stock Exchange is going to have to decide whether they will separate the roles of chairman and chief executive. The whole story about Mr. Grasso and his sad ending there was that there seemed to be inadequate accountability, too little oversight over both his compensation and the overall supervision of the chief executive. And I think the SEC and the public are going to want to see some governance changes, and the most obvious is to separate and divorce the roles of the chief executive and the chairman.
What do you think?
The exchange may want two such positions.
And what do you think? Do you think it should be split? And if so, why?
Well, I think essentially that when you have one person wearing both hats, both chairman and chief executive, that person is sort of the imperial Caesar of the organization. No one else has much chance of effectively monitoring what that person is doing. If you want to reduce the Caesar to more of a constitutional monarch, then I think you have to have a non-executive chairman whose primary function will be to set the agenda of the meetings, supervise the board processes for evaluating the chief executive, and staffing the various board committees. That's done very typically in Europe, but it's been rarer in the United States. And because the New York Stock Exchange is both a private entity and a regulatory body, I think you particularly want to have more accountability there.
What about the board itself? Will other members be resigning?
I think we're going to see considerable demands from the public and from institutional investors to have a significant turnover on the exchange, on the board. And it's not just a question of the personalities involved. There are two kinds of directors on the New York Stock Exchange. There are industry directors and there are public directors. If you want more accountability at the exchange, I think you've got to change the balance, increasing the percentage of public directors vis-a-vis the industry directors. It's an important point that gets little attention that the compensation committee that gave these very generous contracts to Mr. Grasso in the late 1990s was exclusively populated by securities industry officials. They were all the members of the compensation committee. And what is most unsettling is the idea that the securities industry could award very generous compensation to the chief executive of one of their principal regulators. Once the industry is paying the compensation of the regulator, they can use it as a carrot or stick, and I think that's where governance change is most important, to make sure that we only have public directors who have no connection with the industry determining the compensation of the head of the regulator.
Now, Dick Grasso himself, he was up until this past couple of weeks. He was quite pretty popular, considered to be doing a good job. What happens to him now?
What happens to Mr. Grasso?
Yes.
I think he's going to have to negotiate with the board the final settlement agreement. There are some issues about how much of this compensation was fully earned, but presumably he's going to get the bulk of that compensation. I don't think that he's going to be a very effective figure in corporate America, but I think that he probably has to be evaluated as having been an effective chief executive. The problem is the tension between the role of chief executive and the role as the regulator and the symbol of corporate America, because the exchange is really a symbol of our securities and our financial markets.
You know, just very briefly, going back, should brokerage firms be dropped altogether from board membership?
Oh, he has resigned, and he was there sort of ex officio as the chief executive. So I don't think he's continuing as a director of the exchange.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
John Coffey is the director of the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia Law School in New York.